faithful. You've been so faithful. I can never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me, how you loosed my shackles and set me free. This speaks to divine deliverance. Like Joseph in Genesis 37:5-11, betrayed, bound, and seemingly forgotten, many are imprisoned by fear, poverty, injustice, or sin. Yet God-given dreams do not die. In the pit, prison, or palace, God's promise guides. His faithfulness transforms chains into testimonies. You made a way, out of no way. This line celebrates the miracle-working power of God, El Shaddai, the provider. When doors are closed, when logic fails, he makes rivers in deserts. He informs us that our limitations are his canvas for glory. You've been my joy and sorrow, hope for tomorrow. God is our constant. Philippians 4:8 teaches us to dwell on what is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and praiseworthy. This lyric encourages us to remember God's goodness, even when circumstances are grim. He is our peace in storms and strength in weakness. I can never repay you, Lord. Gratitude is not about repayment. It's about recognition. It's a posture of worship. God's faithfulness doesn't demand payback, but it clarifies our identity. We are loved, chosen, and called. This message is universal. Whether in cities or villages, war zones or sanctuaries, this truth resounds. God is faithful. He warns through conviction, guides through his Spirit, and encourages through promises fulfilled. He is present in our past, power in our present, and promise for our future. Let every nation declare, he loosed our shackles, he made a way. He is our peace, our strength, our joy. He has been so faithful. Amen.